and gentlemen, the good times are back.
You're about to experience time travel to another decade, the 1960s.
It ain't a four on the floor, but it'll do in a clutch. So put the pedal to the metal and bring it all, because you're going to have a ball. Get ready to get up and get down with your bad self. It's time for Dickie Lee, and Lord have mercy, here come the Iceman.
Valley, this is the Iceman. I'm back here with the river, baby. You gonna love it to death. All right, let me sing a verse. She the one with the blue dress song. She the blue dress song. Not long, all right. Yeah, yeah. You know what? I don't know about you, Luther, but if you some of that rock and roll music.
A big hello to all you garage rock heads out there. This is Dick Lee, and you're listening to 60s Garage Rock from California. Hey, don't tell anybody, but it's the weekend. I'm going to be around for about the next 60 minutes, and I'm going to be spinning some of that great vinyl for you from the decade of the 1960s. You're going to be hearing some of that crackling and popping sound. All that is the sound of analog. As always, my co-host and my partner in crime, the Iceman, will be with me every week. He'll be making his observations of relationships and be answering telephone calls and emails. So, Iceman, I hope you got that big howl ready to go. And do you have anything that you would like to share with those garage rockheads out there?
Ah, baby, you're listening to the Iceman. I'm going to spin some cool groove. Just sit back. Close your eyes.
You sugar pies and honey bunches, you get on in here and join us. Crank up that volume. We're going to put some cut in your strut, some glide in your stride, and some shaker in your money maker, man.
You're going to love it today. Oh, man, pleading with your eyes, going to make you
zombie someday. Are you ready?
Get ready, because here I come on my way.
5, 4, 3, 2, 1, 1.
Get ready to groove, because it's vinyl time.
Well, darlings, we've been getting a lot of texts and emails from all of you listeners out there, and you've requested another show about some of the most influential rock and roll songs out of the 60s and early 70s. Well, the Iceman has been dumpster diving for about the last 2 or 3 days, and I think he's found some good ones for you. Man, there were so many. But first, we're going to lay a track on you by this vocal duo who not only were great musicians, but they wrote almost all of their tracks. The song we're going to lay on you right now was the number one hit that was recorded in Nashville, because the session musicians were Chet Atkins on guitar, Floyd Kramer on piano, and Buddy Harmon on drums. This song introduced all of us to a new sound called rockabilly. But most important, it introduced us to the angelic harmonies that would influence groups such as the Beatles, the Bee Gees, the Hollies, Simon and Garfunkel, and the Rolling Stones. Here they are, out of 1960, the Everly Brothers.
Turn down.
360, Phil and Don Everly.
Will I be loved?
Hook up Blue 45s.
In a world where records are small and holes are large, one man remembers when things called turntables moved at 45 revolutions per minute.
Your bad self.
Are you ready? We go rock and roll.
We come into your town. We're helping party it down. We're an American band.
Oh, Lordy, Iceman. What a track by the Everly Brothers. And I'm sure all you garage rock heads out there remember the version that Linda Ronstadt recorded in 1973. Up next, we're going to go to another architect of rock and roll music. His name was Richard Wayne Pennyman. And he recorded this track at J&M Studios in New Orleans. It was first released by a group called The Valiants. And I can't say enough about this performer. He influenced some tremendous acts such as The Beatles, The Rolling Stones, and of course, The CCR. Well, this artist took this track and he made it his own. He re-recorded it and he added his up-tempo, high-energy style coupled with a splash of Delta blues. Here he is, the one and only Little Richard. Innovative sound, labeled by DJ Alan Freed, rock and roll.
Ladies and gentlemen, the good times are back.
1960.
That's right, darlings, it was 1960, and this next track was released that year. It was a new sound, a sound that within a year or two would be dubbed surf music. This track is also a cover and was originally written and recorded by Johnny Smith, a jazz musician, in 1954. But the group we're going to play for you, they rearranged the song and made it their own by adding a drum solo at the intro and also some brief solos during the song. It became the first rock and roll song to have drum solos throughout it. The track sold over 500,000 copies. Here they are, out of 1960 from a home studio in Tacoma, Washington. The Ventures.
Thank you.
dudes!
Get naked, baby!
Not only did the Ventures usher in a brand new sound, but they also did it with some new instruments. They introduced us all to that very cool sound of the Fender Stratocaster, and also those Fender amps along with that great reverb. Now right now, let's join in and listen to Noki Edwards. He was the lead guitar player for the Ventures, and his thoughts on how surf music became so popular.
I don't know, maybe it's because we picked simple melodies that were real good and melodic, you know, and never a language barrier.
Ladies and gentlemen, the good times are back.
1964. It was a very good year.
That's right, darlings, it was a very good year, and this next group, well, you all know them. They had over 36 hits on the Billboard charts. They were based out of Huntington Beach, California. And what they brought to the surf scene was known as the California Sound. They were excellent songwriters and musicians, and especially vocalists. They applied this five-piece harmony to these surf songs, and well, what a sound it was. They're originally known as the Pendletons, but you just might know them by another name. Memories these guys bring back of being on a beach on a warm summer day with that lady of yours. Listen to these great sounds. The Beach Boys for you.
You're listening to Dickie Lee and the Iceman. Get ready to groove because it's vinyl time.
The memories are here. 1965.
Hey, we want to thank all you darlings for calling in. We're ready to appreciate it, man. And we hope you're enjoying some of these classic, most influential rock songs of the 60s and 70s. A couple people have called and said, how did you arrive at these songs that you're playing today? Well, I want you to know that the Iceman and Dickie Lee, we looked over the 60s and 70s very carefully. And we picked these songs. Then we got the accounting firm of Ennis & Litwack out of the University of Chicago. And if you believe that, and then Dumb and Dumber, and don't you forget that the Iceman, he's dumber. Well, we went over the results, and this is what we found, and we're presenting them to you right now. Like we mentioned, these are songs that presented all of us rock and roll fans with a new sound, something different that we hadn't heard before. From that surf scene, we're going to jump ahead a couple of years right now, and we're going to go down L.A. Way, the place, the Whiskey A Go-Go. And this group introduced another new sound to all of us. The lead guitar player was using a Rickenbacker 12-string, and they presented us with a sound called folk rock. Here they are, the Byrds.
Tambourine and play a song for me. ship. All my senses have been stripped, and my hands can't feel to grip, and my toes too numb to step. Wait only for my boot heels to be wandering. I'm ready to go anywhere. I'm ready for to fade onto my own parade. Cast your dancing spell my way. I promise to go under it. Hey, Mr. Tambourine Man, play a song for me. I'm not sleepy yet. There ain't no place I'm going to.
Wow, what a melodic sound that influenced groups such as the Mamas and the Papas, the Grassroots, Kaleidoscope out of San Francisco, the Brimmers out of the Valley, and the Sons of Chaplin out of the Bay Area. That's right, darlings, it was 1966, and we're going to go back to the L.A. area and to the Whiskey A Go-Go. Throughout the show, you're going to hear us use the word fusion, that certain members of bands combine one type of music with another type of music. Well, this is sort of a fusion group here. It was founded by Neil Young and Stephen Stills. They use that folk rock sound, and they put a little tinge of country to it. Now, one of the cool things about this track is that it was the first rock song that featured a syncopated foot pedal as a lead instrument. Now, listen closely as the song begins and you will hear it. It went on later to feature such great drummers as Johnny Barbeta of the Turtles and many of the hard rock groups of the 70s and 80s. The sound they came up with was known as the Buffalo Springfield.
Something happening here, but what it is ain't exactly clear. There's a man with a gun over there telling me I got to beware. I think it's time we stop, children. What's that sound? Everybody look what's going down. Battle lines being drawn. Nobody's right if everybody's wrong. Young people speaking their minds are getting so much resistance from behind. Time we stop. Hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going down. What a field day for the heat. A thousand people in the street singing songs and carrying signs. Mostly say hooray for our side. It's time we stop. Hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going down. Strikes deep into your life, it will creep. It starts when you're always afraid. Step out of line, the man come and take you away. We better stop. Hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going on. We better stop. Hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going on. We better stop. Now, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going. We better stop. Children, what's that sound?
Turn it up now, baby. You're gonna smile and win.
Dickie Lee and the Iceman, they understand.
Ah, that That's right, darlings. You get on in here with Uncle Dickie and the Iceman, baby, because we're going to get those old records off the shelf, man, and we're going to lay some good old good ones on you. But most important, we're going to bring some smiles to your ears.
The memories are here.
You're listening to The Soundtrack of Your Life with Dickie Lee and the Iceman.
Every song, like, totally rocks.
It's awesome.
It's all about my kind of music.
He's a man.
It's awesome, funny, random.
I love to listen while I work.
They're good. They're very funny.
They're hilarious. They just be whoever they want to be.
It's just really funny.
Give me a howl, baby!
And once again, Garage Rock heads, we hope you're enjoying some of these songs we're presenting to you, the most influential rock songs out of the 60s and 70s. This next group not only wrote and recorded the most influential rock songs, but they were probably one of the most influential rock groups of all time. They were great vocalists, songwriters, and musicians. The cool thing about this group is that they did not confine themselves to one genre of music. They released records in various styles, ranging from ballads to pop, to Indian music, to psychedelic, and also hard rock. And wow, they sold over 600 million records worldwide. One of the most remarkable things about this group was their ability to write these original tracks in such a short time period. For their first movie, A Hard Day's Night, they wrote and recorded 12 original tracks in a two-week period. And for their last album, they wrote and recorded 14 original tracks during a three-week period. Wow. What an accomplishment. That only leads to one thing. Here they are, the Beatles. Up first, we're going to take you to 1969. It was Abbey Road Studio. In fact, they were on the roof of the building when they performed this song. Here they are, the Beatles.
Jojo lived his home in Tucson, Arizona, awesome California grass.
This is one of Dickie Lee and the Iceman's favorites, and we hope it's one of yours too. We're going to take you back to 1967. The Beatles introduced us to their take on a new type of music called psychedelia. It's all about a young lady with kaleidoscope eyes, and by the way, her name is Lucy.
A girl with kaleidoscope eyes. Eat marshmallow pies. Everyone smiles as you drift past the flowers. that grow so incredibly high. Newspaper taxis appear on the shore, waiting to take you
away. At home, at work, or in the car, sing along and be the star.
With Dickie Lee and the Iceman.
They understand.
This is Thomas. Yeah, I want to thank you for playing my song. I just can't get enough of you, man. You're the best.
Thanks for calling in, Tommy. And guess what? The Iceman and Dickie Lee, well, we took a vote and we decided you're the best. Thanks a million for calling in. And here's that track you wanted to hear out of 1968. This group was originally based out of L.A. and they were called The Sparrow. But you just might know them by another name. Steppenwolf for you, featuring the great vocals of John Kay.
More music, the legends of rock and roll.
Welcome back, Garage Rock Kids, and as I always say, this is one of my favorite times of the show, when I'm able to talk with and interview some of these great architects of rock and roll music out of the 60s and early 70s. On the line today, we have a great musician, singer, and songwriter. He is also a dear friend, and he frequently traveled with the Burmers and played with us at numerous concerts and also on many TV shows. He had his own group, and they were based out of Hanford, California, and they were called the Fourth Oncom. His name, John Benton. Now you get on in here and get comfy with Uncle Dickie and the Iceman, baby. And let's listen to John as he talks about some of the recordings that the Oncom did. So John, take it away.
The band recorded after I left in 1970, after graduation, and George left probably within the year. They picked up a couple other guys. Mark Hopper was one of them, and there's another gentleman, and I cannot remember his name, at Singers. And John Young, who's an excellent guitar player, took my place. Somewhere they got connected with a young man who had written some stuff, and they went to Los Angeles to record with him. And that was the only time the band was in a professional studio. And the thought was, it didn't work out very well. I have no details on it, because I don't know where they went, what studio was. Now, there is a recording that I'm going to be sending to you that we recorded back when we were like 13, 14, and 15 on a reel-to-reel cassette.
I was always curious about the possibility of any recordings by your group. And many thanks for sending me those recordings from that reel-to-reel. I've gone through and I remastered a number of them, and we're going to play one of them at the end of the interview today. Now, the next question I'd like to ask John is, about how long did the fourth Oncom stay together before they disbanded?
We were playing around together in the mid-60s, 5 or so, 65, right around there, and we managed to be together as that original 4 plus George until 1970, and it was shortly after graduation. Then I left, and John Young came on, and the band kept its name, and then George left, and the two Singers came on. And so, if I am not mistaken, brother, they stayed together until, I believe, late 72.
Now I'd like to transition to a band that you've been playing with for the last number of years, John. I believe they're called Muscle Slew. I had the pleasure and opportunity to see you guys perform a few years ago at one of the Melco reunion dances in Hanford, California. And what a great retro sound you guys had. I mean, it was tremendous. I really enjoyed myself. So right now, why don't you tell us a little bit about Muscle Slew and some of the members of the band.
Muscle Slew was together about 8 years, and we just disbanded in December of this year. Everybody's still in love with each other, and we're all great friends, and it just kind of run its course. But thank you for your kind words and your compliments, too, brother. I do appreciate that very much. Tom Rosa and I had gotten back together and started playing music and messing around. Frank Caudell was our lead guitar player. Frank and I go back to the early 80s together playing music. And so we got to talking about, let's do something together. Frank's wife, Teresa, is an amazing singer. Their daughter, Crystal, such a blessed talent. So the girls joined us. We had a young man, Scott Richards, who's with the Donnie Millsap group right now. He replaced our original drummer, Gary Wooten. So Scott Richards took up on the drums. So there was six of us. And we had a great time together. It was a good experience for all of us. And again, thank you for your kind words. But we truly enjoyed ourselves. And we did have the opportunity to play. Matter of fact, we did a fourth Oncom reunion with some different fellows. We pulled some guys in. Ted Gomez from Roadhouse and a couple of their guys came in to play with us. Mark Hopper came back to sing. Butch Acevedo actually came up and played drums for us. What a fun evening, and it was great for Muscle Slew to be a part of that.
Well, I remember that evening well, John, and especially how great that you guys sounded. Well, it looks as though we've got to the end of our interview here, and I want to thank you so much, John, for being with us today and sharing some of these great garage rock memories with some of our listeners out there. And for all of our listeners, you've been listening to a great songwriter. He's a composer, he's a vocalist, a tremendous guitar player. He's been with some really great garage rock bands through the 1960s and up through some great rock and roll groups to the current time. His name is John Benton, and he's with the fourth Oncom during the late 1960s and then with another great garage rock group called Muscle Slew. So John, thank you so much for being with us and taking time out of your day. You have a good day and take care.
I will, Dick. I cherish these moments, my friend, because it's really... it's so comforting to be a part of that and to have that in our stock of memories. Keep on rocking, brother.
More music, the legends of rock and roll.
You've been listening to John Benton, a great guitarist and singer with a group based out of Hanford, California called the Fourth Oncom, and then later on, Muscle Slew. The members of the Fourth Oncom were John Benton, Tom Rosa, George Taylor, Victor Acevedo, and Gary Acevedo. And up for you right now is one of the tracks that they recorded, a little thing called Chains.
Darling, I'm imprisoned by these chains. My baby's got me locked up in chains, and they ain't the kind that you can see. So sweet, I'd like to kiss them, but I can't break away from all of these chains. The baby's got me locked up in chains, and they ain't the kind that you can see.
Lordy, Iceman, that bat phone is ringing again, man. Let's see who's on the line. This is Dickie Lee and the Iceman, baby. What can we do for you?
Hey, Iceman.
Whoops, wrong person, man. You've reached Dumber Dumber, and right now, I'm going to connect you to the other half. So, Iceman, go ahead and take it, baby.
Hey, baby, nothing shaking here but the leaves on the tree. What you got for me?
I only got one thing to say to you.
Well, go ahead, baby!
I can take it, man.
Get naked, baby.
You know, Iceman, I think John got you on that one, baby. And John, if you're still listening, baby, we're going to lay a track on you right now that is one of those songs that revolutionized rock and roll. As we mentioned before, there weren't too many effects in the studio at this time, but a company came out with a device called the Fuzz Tone. A guitar player would plug his cord into the Fuzz Tone and then from there into his amp, and you got this really gritty, distorted sound. Well, this next group, they took it and applied it to a brand new original song. Here they are, from across the pond, the Sliding Rocks. '65, the Bad Boys of Rock and Roll. a little bit of the Rolling Stones. Lord have mercy, that bat phone is ringing again. Hey, you've reached Dickie Lee, the Iceman, darlings. You've reached the place where you can move and groove, and also the place that will bring you the closeness with the mostest. What can we do for you?
Got a party here.
Are you dancing around? Are you having a good time, darlings? Are you blowing your minds?
We're shaking everything.
Dig it up, baby.
Well, it sounds like all of you darlings are really shaking it up, man, and having a good time and partying down. Now, is there anything that Dickie Lee and the Iceman can play for you?
I need to make a request.
I ain't asking for
I might give you a howl.
I got a request for you.
Go ahead, lay it on me, baby.
Could you play me some...
Iceman, this is a first, man. I think those ladies accidentally hung up on us. Luther, check that line, baby, because they might be calling back. And Joanne, we want to thank you and all you ladies for calling in, and you be safe out there, nice man. You know something? I think Joanne and her friends have been having a little bit of those M&M moments, baby. Me and my Merlot. Now, Joanne, hang on, because the Iceman wants to say something. So, Iceman, tell it like it is.
Don't bogart that joint, my friend.
Get naked, baby.
We want to thank all you ladies from that sorority for calling in, man. We really do appreciate it. But Joanne Luther passed out what song you wanted to hear, baby, so we're going to do it for you right now. And that kind of goes right into what we're doing today with playing some of the most influential rock and roll songs out of the 60s and 70s. This next group hailed from San Francisco, and man, what a group they were. They introduced a totally different sound to all of us rock and roll listeners. It was called Latin Rock, and here they are, San Francisco's own Santana. Went on to be featured in the first rock festival to be held in the United States in San Francisco. And then a week later, they performed in Monterey at the first Monterey Rock Festival. Then in 1969, they were featured at the granddaddy of all rock festivals, Woodstock.
The best music, good time oldies.
My oh my, Iceman, that old bat phone is ringing again, baby. Here, I'll take this one. You reached Dickie Lee, the Iceman. You're on the air. What can we do for you?
You dance as good as you sing?
Hey, man, what are you asking a question like that for? The Iceman and Dickie Lee, baby, we can dance. We can do things you can't even imagine.
See you, man.
You want to see us dance, baby? Hey, Iceman, jump out there and lay it on him, baby. All right, now watch that head movement, man. Yeah. You see that? What do you think?
How can we see you, though? We want to see you.
You can't see the ass, man?
No.
Well, man, you better stop participating in that aromatherapy and focus. But most important, man, you turn that radio up and then you can see us both.
Yeah, we can feel you, but we can't see you.
Now, Randy, once again, we want you to put that sweet leaf and Mary Jane down, man. You got to focus, you and that darling. Pay attention, we're only going to say it one more time. Turn your radio up.
Get naked, baby.
Hey, Randy, can you see us yet, baby? Can you see us? Maybe you need to partake a little bit more in that aromatherapy, then you'll be able to visualize everything. Now get ready, Randy, because we got a track just for you in that doll in the years, baby. We're going to lay a track on you right now that revolutionized rock and roll. It is probably one of the more iconic, influential rock tracks out of the late 1960s. The group hailed from across the pond, and they were fronted by two brothers, Ray and Dave. Now get ready for that gnarly, street-level sound of The Kinks.
Girl, you really got me going. You got me so I don't know what I'm doing. Yeah, you really got me now. You got me so I can't sleep at night.
That's right, darlings, it was 1967, man, and we're going to stay in that Bay Area, and we want to remind all of you that that was a year that there was really an explosion and drastic change of rock music. Now, I think everyone was practicing a little bit of that aromatherapy, and that might have made the band sound just a little bit better, but this one group, they were the best of the best. They were out of L.A., but they played frequently at the Fillmore and the Avalon. They were a power group. Here they are, L.A.'s own The Doors.
You know the day destroys the night, night divides the day. Try to run, try to hide, break on through to the other side. Break on through to the other side. Break on through to the other side, yeah. Chased our pleasures here, dug our treasures there. But can you still recall the time we cried? Break on through to the other side. Break on through to the other side.
legendary songs from the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame.
Round, round, get around, I get around.
They say the neon lights are.
Right, darlings, the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame is right here with Dickie Lee and the Iceman. Now cue it up, Iceman. What you got for us? During the same time period that the Summer of Love was happening on the West Coast, a small studio in Detroit, Michigan, introduced us to yet another great, innovative, influential sound. It was the Motown Soul sound. Up for you right now, really digging on the Four Tops. Sound from the vaults of Motown, the Four Tops.
At home, at work, or in the car, sing along and be the star.
With Dickie Lee and the Iceman.
They understand. Good times, great oldies on the weekend.
1970.
Well, darlings, I know Clock on the Wall says it's about that time. So, Dickie Lee, Iceman, we got to go outside and jump on that 55 of ours, baby, and then drive off into the sunset. Now, our going home song for today is by a group out of Chicago. What a tremendous band they were. They were a fusion group who blended jazz and rock and roll. A little bit of Chicago. But before we go, all of you remember to be kind to one another out there and never pass up that opportunity to climb a tree or run through a sprinkler. And you get on in here next week and join the Iceman and Dickie Lee, because we'll have a brand new show for you. We'll be all bright-eyed and bushy-tailed, baby. And the Iceman, he'll be ready to pass along some of that great pelvic affiliate advice. Until then, we'll catch you on the flip side.
Remember, baby, don't be L7. And I'll catch you on the flip side. Till next time, this is the Iceman saying, oh.